Raw Health Radio.
Alrighty, friends, welcome back to Raw Health Radio. Today I'm sitting down talking to someone who wrote a very special book, and this is a man with a very special story. He's the number one best-selling author of The Miracle Morning. He's the best-selling author of Taking Life Head On. He's the host of the podcast Achieve Your Goals with Hal Elrod. And as you might guess, his name actually is Hal Elrod, and he's on the line right now. How are you going?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me, David. I really appreciate it.
It's so great to have you on. Now, my favorite part of my podcast is right at the start when I talk to all my guests about what their story is. Now, your story is a little bit different because you almost died when you were younger. What exactly happened to you?
I was 20 years old, and I had started a sales career about a year and a half earlier, and I had become one of the top salespeople in the company. So I broke some records, and as a result, I was asked to speak at just about every event that we had. So one night I spoke at an event, and driving home after the speech that I gave, which I got a standing ovation at that speech, that was kind of a special moment for me because I had this dream of being a motivational speaker, professional speaker one day, and that was my first ever standing ovation. So it was kind of a, I'm on top of the world, I can't believe it, maybe I'm good enough to actually do this professionally one day. And driving home that night from that meeting, my brand new Ford Mustang, I had just got my first new car, I was hit head on by a drunk driver at 70 to 80 miles per hour on the freeway. And the worst was actually yet to come. My car spun off the drunk driver, and the car behind me, my car spun kind of sideways, and the car behind me crashed at 70 miles per hour. Not sure how many kilometers that is, but full force. It's a lot. Yeah. It's full speed on the freeway. It's actually over the speed limit on the freeway by about 5 or 10 miles an hour. But the car crashed into my door at full force. And anyone listening, if you can look over your left shoulder. Now, which side of the freeway what side of the road do you guys drive on there?
We drive on the correct side, which is the left side.
Got it. All right. So, but what side of the car do you sit on? I want to get this right.
You sit on the right.
Yeah. Okay, so look over your right shoulder. For me, it was my left shoulder. For you, it was your right shoulder. And imagine a car is driving at you on the freeway full force, 70 miles per hour, a lot of kilometers per hour, and crashes into your door. And what you might imagine happening is what happened. The entire left side of my car was destroyed. And instantly, I broke 11 bones in my body. I punctured my lung. I ruptured my spleen. My ear was almost completely severed. My eye socket was crushed. And I began losing a lot of blood. And it took an hour for the jaws of life used by the paramedics, those big claws, they ripped the roof off to get me out. And when they did, I had lost so much blood that I actually died. And I literally was dead for about 6 minutes. Heart stopped beating, wasn't breathing. I was clinically dead for approximately 6 minutes. And they rushed me to the emergency helicopter. They revived me, brought me back to life, rushed me to the hospital. I underwent immediate emergency surgery, and I spent about 6 days in a coma fighting for my life, where I flatlined. I died two more times in the first 6 days. And then I came out of the coma to face this reality that I was told by doctors I would probably never walk again. I had permanent brain damage, not to mention my body was just scarred and destroyed. I had a metal titanium rod in my leg, a titanium rod in my arm, 2 screws in my elbow, 3 metal plates in my eye that I was going to have permanently. In fact, to this day, I've still got all that metal inside me. And, to keep a long story short, 3 weeks later, the doctors came back with routine x-rays after I had kind of told them that, I'm committed to walking again. Like, if I don't walk again, I told my parents, I said, I'll be the happiest person you've ever seen in a wheelchair, because I've already decided that if the worst case scenario comes true and I'm stuck in a wheelchair the rest of my life, either way, I'm in a wheelchair, I might as well be happy. I might as well be the happiest person I could possibly be. So I decided that the worst case scenario, I'll make the best of it. But I said, I'm not going to put my energy into the worst case scenario. I'm not going to think about that or dwell on that or be afraid of that. I'm putting all my energy into what I want. And 3 weeks later, the doctors came in with routine x-rays, and they said, we don't know how to explain this, but your body is healing so rapidly, we're actually going to let you take your first step tomorrow in therapy. So I went from never walking again to 3 weeks after the crash, after my leg broke in two pieces, my bone broke in two pieces, my pelvis broke in three places, I took my first step. And three, you know, the rest is history, as they say. You know, 4 weeks later, I went home and got back to work and kind of got back on with my life.
Amazing. I remember the first time I read your book, it would have been probably a year ago. I was just sitting there thinking, there's no way this is possible. This is amazing. But what happened in you, which was the most important thing, which I want to talk about today, is what happened in your mindset and what you did to keep yourself on top. So you had an epiphany in hospital, like you said, you just decided that you weren't going to let this get you down and you weren't going to get angry at the person who crashed into you, or you weren't going to be upset with your situation. And you decided that you wanted to put together a system to be an achiever from that point on. And that was called the Miracle Morning. Now, what was the story with that?
Yeah, so it's actually the order of events went kind of in that order, but there was a lot of space in between. So what happened was my epiphany in the hospital, I learned something in my sales training called the 5-minute rule, which simply was taught to us. They said, hey, just like in life, sales is tough. You know, you're going to have a lot of rejection and disappointment. You're going to set goals, not achieve it. You're going to have a sale and you're going to count on the money and then they're going to cancel their order. He said, you know, this kind of stuff happens. And the lesson, the 5-minute rule says, when stuff goes wrong, it's okay to be negative, but not for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Give yourself 5 minutes to bitch, moan, and complain. After 5 minutes, there's no point in dwelling on something, being angry. And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, it could be as simple as traffic. What's the point of being upset in traffic? You're in traffic anyway. You might as well enjoy it. Like, seriously, it makes no sense. And that kind of goes back to that wheelchair thing. I told my dad, I said, Dad and Mom, I'll be the happiest person you've ever seen in a wheelchair, because if I'm in a wheelchair, why be miserable about it when I can choose to be happy? Either way, I'm in the wheelchair.
But your doctor said you were in denial when they saw you.
Yeah, good point. The doctors actually thought I was in denial. They called my parents in and they sat them down and they said, we are concerned with Hal. We believe he's in denial because he's acting so happy. That can't be real. You know, he's being told, and this was before I took my first step and I was still being told I might never walk again. And I was happy and I was joking and I was laughing. And they thought that I was delusional, that I couldn't handle my reality. And what they didn't understand is it was the opposite. They thought I couldn't accept my reality, so I was delusionally happy. But it was the opposite. I had fully accepted my reality, and I decided, since I can't change it, I'm not going to wish I could. I'm not going to be angry about it. I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. And that, to me, is, you know, there's kind of the metaphors. What's your wheelchair? If you're listening right now, what's a circumstance in your life, maybe it's probably in your past or maybe it's current, that you allow to, you create emotional pain over it. You allow it to cause you emotional pain. And you have to realize that it's never the thing that we think is causing us to feel sad or depressed or angry. It's always the fact that we're not willing to accept it. Because once you accept it, doesn't mean you're happy about it, but it's much more powerful than that. It means you're at peace with it. When you're at peace with something, means you understand, you've accepted it. I can't change it, but I can choose to be happy. I can choose to focus on the many, many things I have to be grateful for rather than the one thing that I'm upset over, the one thing that I wouldn't have asked for. And it really creates what I call emotional invincibility. When you learn to accept all things you can't change, you literally live with this kind of emotional invincibility where no matter what happens around you, all that matters is what's going on inside you. And you're accepting the things that are going wrong while you're making the things right that you can make right, but accepting the things that are out of your control. And that, to me, is that's the key to loving the life you have, even if it's not perfect, because it never is, while you create the life of your dreams.
And it's that process of creation that we're going to talk about now.
Yeah.
So you say in your book, you have three things that you believe. You say you were just as, well, this is all people, you were just as worthy, deserving, and capable of creating and sustaining extraordinary health, wealth, happiness, love, and success in your life as any other person on earth. Then you say, in order for you to stop settling for less than you deserve in any area of your life, you must first dedicate time each day to becoming the person you need to be. And lastly, you say, how you wake up each day in your morning routine, or lack thereof, dramatically affects your levels of success in every single area of your life. And from that was born the Miracle Morning.
Yes.
So what exactly is a Miracle Morning?
So the Miracle Morning, first, I'll just say that it was never a book idea. You know, it wasn't like I'm like, I really want to write a book. What should I write it about? Ooh, how about morning rituals? Not at all. It was in 2008 when the U.S. economy crashed. So you go from, my car accident happened when I was 20 years old in 1999. 9 years later, I had hit Hall of Fame with my company, and I had moved on and started my first kind of businesses. I was a professional speaker. keynote speaker. I had a success coaching business where I was doing coaching salespeople and business owners and entrepreneurs. And I had written my first book, Taking Life Head On, and that had become a number one bestseller. So I was really kind of living the life of my dreams. I was around 27 years old, I think, give or take, 28. And when the U.S. economy crashed, as many people probably remember, I mean, it felt like it happened very quickly. It was kind of this downward spiral. And people like me that are eternal optimists, I always say there's a fine line between optimism and delusion, right? Because you're like, oh, people are going, aren't you worried about the economy? I go, nah, I don't pay attention to that stuff. You know, they go, don't you watch the news? No, I don't watch the news. But the reality is the economy was crashing and I wasn't prepared and I lost over half of my clients. Therefore, I lost over half of my income. I couldn't pay my mortgage. I lost my house back to the bank. I went from being a debt-free, I had no credit card debt. I was big on paying off my credit card balance every month, to within 6 months, I had a balance of $53,000 on my credit card, and it was climbing every month. And I canceled my gym membership because I couldn't afford it. And I felt like I had no time to work out because I needed to make money. So I stopped exercising. In 6 months, I hadn't exercised once. And truly, it was my mental, physical, financial, and emotional rock bottom. It was the lowest point in my life where I thought of suicide. I hated waking up every day because I couldn't figure out how to turn my life around. I tried the 5-minute rule. I tried accepting what was out of my control. And I would do that, but then I would go, okay, I'm at my rock bottom. I'm only going to get better from here. I'm going to commit to, you know, being more successful, working harder. And then all of a sudden, I lose another client and things get worse. And it just kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I lost it. I lost it. And to keep a long story slightly less long, a conversation with a friend led me to go on a run. And on that run, I hated running, but he kind of said, Hal, what do you hate worse, running or your circumstances right now? And I went, okay, screw you, buddy. I'll go for a run. And I went for a run. And on the run, I heard a quote from Jim Rohn. And I'm going to share this with everyone because this quote, it's worth writing down. This became the catalyst for turning my life around faster than I ever thought possible. It also, is the catalyst for the miracle morning.
Yeah.
And Jim Rohn said the following. He said, your level of success will seldom exceed your level of personal development because success is something you attract by the person you become. I'll say it one more time. Your level of success will seldom exceed your level of personal development because success is something you attract by the person you become. And in that moment, I realized, and I hope everyone listening will have the same realization, I had this eye-opening realization that I'm not dedicating time every day to my personal development. Therefore, I'm not becoming the person that I need to be to create the success that I want in not just my career, but every area of my life. And the epiphany was, I've got to go home and I decided I'm going to dedicate an hour to researching online. What do the world's most successful people do every day for personal development? And I'm going to find the best personal development practice that the world's most successful people do every day. And I'm going to do that every day. And I went home, I spent an hour online researching, and I ended up with a list of 6 practices that, depending on who you asked, which successful person, they would swear by any one of them. So nothing convinced me that one was better than the other, because you could ask one billionaire and he would say it was meditation, and another millionaire would say it was affirmations, and on and on. And so it finally hit me. I went, wait a minute. What if I did every single one of these? No one that I've researched does more than, 2, maybe 3 at the most. What if I did all 6 of them? And I want to insert something real quick. I was recently interviewed by Robert Kiyosaki, who is if you're not familiar, he's the author of the number one personal finance book of all time, Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yep.
And Robert Kiyosaki, he said, by the way, he's read the Miracle Morning book 3 times, which I was blown away by. I had no idea. He's done it for 60 days in a row, and that was about a month ago. And he said that doing the Lifesavers has changed his life. He said these are the six practices we'll go over the Miracle Morning. They're called the Lifesavers. Savers is the acronym. And he said until the Miracle Morning, no one had ever done all 6 of these in one practice. So what ended up happening was I decided to try all 6. I woke up the next morning And I did all six practices, and that was the day that my entire life changed. Because even though my life on the outside was still, it was still a mess. You know, my bank account was still negative, and I had 50 grand on my credit card, and I was only a few months away from the bank, you know, taking my house back. But I felt like, on a scale of 1 to 10, I felt like I was at a level 10. My internal, you know, success, my mindset, my confidence, all of that, and my energy level, my motivation, and the knowledge I gained from what I was reading in the morning, I thought, if I start every day like this, it's only a matter of time before my outer world reflects my inner world, and I start getting back to the success that I wanted. And the last thing I'll say on this, David, is I had no idea how fast it would happen. I did what is now, it, again, didn't have a name, wasn't called the Miracle Morning. I just woke up into these six practices every day. And in less than 2 months, I more than doubled my income. I went from being in the worst shape of my life physically to deciding, you know what? I hate running, so I'm going to run a 52-mile ultra marathon to raise money for charity. If the Miracle Morning can help me do that, the Miracle Morning can help me do anything. And 5 months later, I did that. I ran 52 miles in one day. And my depression went away day one. It didn't take 2 months for that to go away. I went from feeling depressed to every day waking up and doing this Miracle Morning and feeling like I could conquer the world. And at that point, I told my coaching client. She said, Hal, I'm not a morning person. I hate waking up early. I said, well, will you give it a try for a week? A week later, she goes, Hal, oh my gosh, I'm a morning person. That's crazy. Like, she goes, you were right. It worked. And then I told all my coaching clients, and they all had amazing results. And that's where I went, gosh darn it. I didn't want to write another book, but I have a responsibility to share this with the world. And, you know, now it's changing lives from people that are struggling to multimillionaires like Robert Kiyosaki. And I wake up every day and I'm a little bit in awe of what the Miracle Morning, you know, how it's impacting people's lives.
That is one hell of a testimonial, having Robert Kiyosaki say that changed his life. And there are people on YouTube making videos saying, hey, look, it's, you know, so-and-so time in the morning and I'm waking up to do my Miracle Morning. So the basic premise of what you've put together here is that people wake up an hour earlier than they usually would, and they spend that time purely focused on themselves. They sit down and they get their motivation up, they get their discipline up, they work on getting themselves ready for the day and figuring out what exactly it is that they're going to achieve. And there are six things that you say people need to do through that morning routine. They spend 10 minutes on each. And as you said, the acronym is Lifesavers, or Savers. So what are those six things?
Yeah, I'll share this, by the way. You don't necessarily have to wake up an hour earlier. It's, you know, most people do an hour, but a lot of people do 30 minutes. Some people do 2 hours, you know, 3 hours. But the premise of this is, it's not even about waking up earlier as much as it is about waking up better. You know, it's about waking up and dedicating that time to, like you said, taking yourself to the level you need to be at, to take your success to the level that you need to be at, because it only happens in that order. Most of us we're staying the same us, and we're trying to make our life better versus becoming better and improving ourselves so that we can improve our lives. And I will tell you this as well, in terms of doing 10 minutes for each of the savers, that's where most people start. But there's an entire chapter in the book called Customizing the Miracle Morning to fit your lifestyle. There's another chapter called The 6-Minute Miracle Morning that teaches you how to do the Miracle Morning in as little as 6 minutes and still get 70 to 80% of the benefit of doing it for a full hour. So it's very, very customizable for your, you know, what you like. Mm. You also don't have to do all of the savers. Some people do 4 of the 6 savers or 3 of the 6 savers, you know? So I encourage everybody for their 30-day challenge. In the Miracle Morning book, I teach you the psychology of how do you actually become a master at implementing any habit into your life in 30 days. And why do most people fail at it? And how do you become a master at it? And that's, I think, why Miracle Morning has become such a long-lasting thing, where people make a full lifestyle change because they take on the 30-day challenge and they do it the way that I teach them in the book, so that they actually overcome the pitfalls that cause most people to get off track when they're trying to change their habits. So I encourage the first 30 days, do the full savers, do a 10 minutes each. Then during that time, you determine, okay, I really want to do 20 minutes of this one, 5 minutes of this one. You know what? This one, I don't resonate with it. I'm going to leave it out. You know, you really make it your own. So the savers, here's the 6 practices. The first S is for silence. That's your meditation or your prayer. And for me, or both. And for me, I thought meditation was, you know, back in the day when I first discovered it, and I was reading how some of the world's most successful people, including Fortune 500 CEOs, swear by meditation. I thought it was like a real kind of woo-woo, you know, mystical, like, or a spiritual practice, which it is. But I didn't realize that some of the world's most successful and wealthiest people use meditation to just simply ensure that they are at an optimum mental and, you know, intellectual state so they can really win the day. You know, here's an example. Ray Dalio, who is a billionaire, he's he runs the most successful hedge fund in the world. He's a billionaire. He said that meditation is the number one key to his financial success.
Wow.
And that, for, I'm like, financial success? I would have understood spiritual success or, you know, or lowering his stress, but financial success. So once you research meditation, you find out that you're to miss out on the benefits of meditation is crazy, right? So that's where it starts. The first S is silence. The A is for affirmations. And if we have time, we can go back in detail on what makes the Miracle Morning affirmation so different from affirmations as they've been taught for decades. In fact, I'm going to share it now.
Go for it.
So the way that most, you know, people, it's interesting. Affirmations, for whatever reason, they resonated for me from the very beginning. Most people that I've talked to, you know, Miracle Morning practitioners, say that's their biggest area that they struggle with. So the reason for that is affirmations, as they've been taught for decades, there's one of two problems. Most gurus teach either using, basically lying to yourself, for lack of a better term. You know, if you want to be a millionaire, they teach you, create an affirmation that says, I am a millionaire. I am a millionaire. And repeat it over and over until you trick yourself into thinking it's true, right? And the problem is, lying to yourself doesn't work because you're, if you're an intelligent human being, which everyone is, you know you're lying. So your subconscious mind rejects those words. It doesn't believe it. And you find that it doesn't really get your results. The truth will always prevail. The second problem with affirmations that people teach is the gurus teach you to use passive language, such as, money flows to me effortlessly and in abundance, right? That's a version of a very popular money affirmation. And I don't know about you, but that's not how money works.
Yeah,
you don't sit back on the couch and wait for it to flow through your window, right? Or, you know, no. The way I teach affirmations in the Miracle Morning book are designed to get you into the actions that are in alignment with your goals that day so that your daily actions virtually guarantee that you achieve everything you want to achieve for your life. That's the way I teach affirmations, to be actionable, not some sort of fantasy or some sort of lie. The V is for visualization. And very similar to affirmations, I teach you how to not just visualize your dream, but actually see yourself doing the thing that you need to do today to achieve the dream, making the vision so compelling and feeling such positive feelings for that vision that you are compelled to open your eyes and do the thing that you're visualizing, such as lacing up your running shoes, heading out the front door, even if you hate running, because you didn't visualize hating running, you visualized loving running. And that vision creates that. That's why, like, some of the world's best athletes, they visualize performing at their best, because where the mind goes, the body follows, right? So same thing. The E is for exercise. So again, the acronym is SAVERS, S, silence, A, affirmations, V, visualization. The E is for exercise. And I'm not saying that you give up your morning or your afternoon workout or going to the gym. I'm just saying that the benefits of morning exercise, where you get the blood and oxygen flowing to your brain first thing, helps you think clearer. It improves your self-discipline, you know, your cognitive ability. You make better decisions, etc. And, you know, Robert Kiyosaki, for example, on the interview he did with me, he told me, Hal, he said, I do 3 minutes of exercise in the morning. That's it. But he goes, you're right. That's all you need to get yourself awake. The R in SAVERS is for reading. And I'm not talking about like Harry Potter or 50 Shades of Grey, right? But reading self-help books that are in alignment with any area of your life that you want to improve. The final S is for scribing. Scribing is a fancy word, if you will, for journaling. My favorite journal, if you're looking for a good one, is the 5-Minute Journal. And you can either download the app for your phone, the 5-Minute Journal app, or you can go to, if you like hardcover, where you know you want to write by hand, they do sell that. It's like $20, and you can get it at fivemintejournal.com. So those are the 6 savers. And here's the thing. Any one of those, you can find one of the world's most successful people that swears by one of those. And like Robert Kiyosaki said, before the Miracle Morning, no one had ever put them together and figured out how to do them all at once. And I don't know if I said this, but Robert Kiyosaki said that doing the SAVERS every day is like pumping rocket fuel into his mind, body, and spirit. So don't take my word for it, you know, but that's it. That's what makes the miracle morning what it is. And it's so universal. Whatever you want to achieve in your life, you want to improve your relationships, your health, your fitness, your happiness, your finances, you apply the affirmations, you apply the visualization, you apply all of the books that you're reading, your journaling, all of it. You simply focus it on, you laser focus it on your number one goal in your life, and you'll be blown away how fast you achieve it.
Yeah. Now, it's probably been over a year since I read your book, and I remember reading it and thinking, God, do I really want to wake up an hour earlier? And you make a very compelling case in this book for why people need to just take the plunge, wake up an hour earlier, and just start doing it. And you really are very strong about that point, and so I did. And a lot of things changed. So for everyone out there who's listening, who's thinking, I don't have an hour or half an hour to spend on working on these savers that he's talking about, what would be your message for them?
I would say that there's different ways I could take, you know, I can approach the answer to this question. First of all, if you're not a morning person, I'll address that, you know, join the club. I think that I did a survey a long time ago, and it was like 72% of the people that do the miracle morning every day and that swear by it did not consider themselves a morning person beforehand. In fact, there is an entire chapter in the book dedicated to how to beat the snooze button, even in literally, it's how to become a morning person in 5 minutes, even if you've never been one in your entire life.
That was my favorite chapter.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's funny. I was introduced, I was speaking to a group of 50 CEOs out in New York City earlier this year. And it was last year, I lose track. But the CEO that brought me in, that introduced me, said, I don't know if Hal's going to cover this, but he has this little chapter. It's like 3 pages long. He said, changed my life, because if it wasn't for that chapter and me following those 5 little steps, I'd still be hitting the snooze button every day. He said, I don't anymore. I get out of bed first time. I'm way more productive. So that's what I would say. You know, here's an example. Pat Flynn, I'm sure you probably know who Pat Flynn is, I'm guessing.
Does he play basketball?
No, so it's okay if you don't know. Smart Passive Income. He has one of the top podcasts on all of iTunes.
Okay.
Yeah, great person to model your podcast. I've learned a lot from him in terms of how I run my podcast. But so Pat Flynn, he's very successful to the tune of, you know, he earns this year, I think he'll earn over 7 figures. He's a really nice guy. He runs marathons. He's very healthy. He spends a lot of time with his family. In fact, he revolves his whole work schedule around when his kids are asleep. I mean, it's crazy. He has 2 little kids. So Pat Flynn had me on his show, and he said, Hal, I'm not a morning person, and I don't really care to be a morning person because I love my life, and I wake up when my kids jump on me in the morning. It's a great way to wake up. And I went, how in the heck am I going to convince this guy that he should try the miracle morning? You know, he has this great life. He's kind of, you know, healthy in all of his areas. And how could you tell someone, no, having your kids jump on you and wake you up in the morning isn't ideal. You should have an alarm clock beep in your ear, right? So long story short, at the end of the interview, he goes, Hal, I didn't realize how important the morning was. And he goes, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, basically, I might be missing out, or there might be more available for me in terms of my success and my productivity. And a month later, I got a Google alert that from Pat Flynn. He wrote a blog post called The 4 Books That Changed My Life in 2014. And The Miracle Morning was one of them. And he said that it's more than doubled his productivity. Wow. So think about it. This is someone who was not a morning person at all. They were earning 7 figures, already very, kind of like Robert Kiyosaki, already very successful. They were healthy. They ran marathons, right? They were a great dad and husband, right, as Pat was. And he found that by getting up a little bit earlier, he was able to double his productivity. So this is someone that's very productive, doubling their productivity. So I would say, you have nothing to lose. Give it a try. You know, read the book, do the 30-day challenge, and you'll find there's, you know, and by the way, I invite everybody to join the Miracle Morning community. David, are you a member of the Miracle Morning community on Facebook yet?
I'm not, but I will be in about 10 minutes once I'm off this call.
I will
be there.
Personally go accept you in there. We have over 16,000 members from all around the world and about 50 to 100 joining every day, because it has become the most inspired, engaged, supportive online community that I've ever seen. So join that. And there was, I forgot, why did I even bring that up? I don't know. I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, I should probably let you get off the phone now, because you promised me half an hour and I've kept you for a little bit longer than that. But this has been an absolute pleasure hearing this. You're obviously a high energy guy, and you've done your miracle morning yourself this morning. For everyone out there who's listening, your website is YoPalHal. Is that right?
Well, that redirects, but I'm going away from my YoPalHal brand. I'm finally taking the advice of my colleagues, and they say, "Hal, you got to grow up, man. You're not Yo Pal Hal. They say you'll always be Yo Pal Hal to us." But, you know, when corporations are looking to hire you to speak, they're like, who the heck is Yo Pal Hal? So anyway, that's another story. But no, if you go to Hal, if you want to contact me, I'd love to hear from you. You can go to halelrod.com. That's HALELROD.com. If you want to get the book, you know, Amazon is the best place to buy the book. And again, come join the Miracle Morning community on Facebook. It's such a neat group of people to learn from and get support from.
Absolutely agreed. I've read many books on the topic of personal development. It's one of my favorite things to read about, and I'm going to say yours is top five.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And there are a lot. I mean, I know that doesn't mean as much as Robert Kiyosaki saying this changed my life, but it was a really good book.
Every time I hear that, I mean, from anyone, you know, it means a lot to me, because that's my purpose in life until further notice, is to impact millions of lives with the Miracle Morning. So I'm very grateful that you shared that, but I'm also so grateful that you brought me onto your show to introduce me to your listeners and everyone that listened. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, Hal. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Take care, David.
Raw Health Radio.